This week's message, given by Jocelyn Hughes at the Second Sunday United Methodist Church, July 31st, 2022. The message is Staying Connected as a Church, based on Psalm 36, 5-10, and 1 Corinthians 12, 1-14.
Our most gracious God, we gather together this Sunday morning with joy and praise for you. We thank you for your presence with us here this morning. We thank you for your word that shows us the great love you have for us, the work you would have us do, and the people you want us to be. May we all hear something this morning through prayer, through song, or through the message that will challenge us to be ever more faithful and fruitful for you. Amen. So, in late June and earlier this month, Pastor Stephen has led us on a sermon series based on being connected with the Roxbury community. We focused on where we need to be in understanding what Roxbury community needs are and what the strengths are of this community. We met community leaders from the public library and from the school system that shared their thoughts on Roxbury and the direction that the community should be going. As I listened and thought each week on the message, I kept coming back to this one thought. We as a church are stronger in this Roxbury community and the work needed here in this community if we are strong, if we are a strong and connected church. When I say connected, I mean connected to and with one another. It is critical for me, for you, for all of us, and for others that we stay connected through this congregation and through worship. Please keep in mind that being connected includes all that are worshiping online and serving in capacities that may not include physically being together. It includes all those that attend hybrid meetings, whether you attend in person or virtually. We know that there are reasons for some individuals that preclude your physical presence. We all have had different paths maneuvering through these past year and a half, 2 years, 2 weeks, whatever they want to call it, of COVID. We understand. Please know that we miss seeing you in person, but we are thankful that you are staying connected. Also, please know that if this is your first Sunday worshiping with us, or you've been a member here for 30, 40 or more years, you are all included in this message of connection. I love on a Sunday morning seeing familiar faces, and I love seeing brand new faces. It is important that we are all part of this connection of this church. So, as we've all learned these past few years, life happens and our practices and habits drift and change. It's Sunday morning and we start to miss worship, whether it be in person or online. You know, our kids have sports and we spend weekends away at games or competitions. We have friends from out of town and we need to entertain them. We had a great but a very late night last night, and I just need those few extra hours of sleep. Or we get up on Sunday morning, we get busy, and we lose track of time, and we don't make it here in time. Many reasons that our habits have drifted and changed, and I've been guilty of all of these, not just the past 2 years, but the past 30-some years of being a member here. A recent Gallup poll shows that Americans' faith in God has hit an all-time low. Bart Barber, president of the Southern Baptist Convention, told Fox News that more and more people in the United States have, this is his quote, not only no connection to faith congregation, but also really no time in life to stop and contemplate anything spiritual. Even some of the people who identify themselves as Christians and say they believe in God and have accepted the gospel, for a lot of them, church and contemplation and worship have been squeezed out by the schedule in their lives, unquote. The study goes on to say that the lack of relationship building and practicing of church traditions that has contributed to the decline in the belief of God was severely exacerbated by the coronavirus lockdowns. This is an issue for all churches and all denominations here in our country. My message this morning is that we are not meant to live the Christian life alone. We need each other. We need the connections with each other. I do believe that we as a church, we as the Second Sunday United Methodist faith community, We have done well these past 2.5 years and have stayed well connected. We have our media group, our Pastor Stephen, our staff, our care team, and each other to thank for that. But I'd like to think about that connection and how we can do even better. Please don't take my words this morning as any kind of admonishment. As I said, I've been guilty of all those reasons or excuses that I laid out before for missing worship and missing being connected. Rather, let's take these words as encouragement and think about what we are all missing when we are not as connected as we could be. I have 5 points to share this morning to address this connection. First, Christ is the foundation of the church. Jesus gave the disciples the power and authority to carry out his work. In Mark 16:15, Jesus commanded his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. Christ's church is made up of believers all across the world, meeting in thousands and thousands of congregations. Christ's purpose for the church was that we continue his work here on earth. The church was established to continue to share Christ's love and salvation with others. It's a true gift from God. So working together as his church is his desire for each one of us. We should feel blessed to be part of his work in union together. So let's be encouraged and motivated to be worshiping and serving together, connected as his church. Point number two, if you are not connected and are missing church, you are not using your spiritual gifts. As Kim just read from 1 Corinthians 12 and Jessica addressed in the children's sermon, every believer has been given one or more spiritual gifts. Gifts like wisdom, faithfulness, healing, teaching, hospitality, and encouragement. God gave us these gifts to use in his work. As verse 12 says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ." Now, I encourage you to read the rest of 1 Corinthians 12. There's a whole second half of the chapter we didn't read, but it's further illustrated by using body parts. And just as an aside, when I read verse 17, I took it in a different light than I did pre-COVID. It says, if the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? I think some of you can probably address that question now about the sense of smell. But I read that, when I read it this time, I said, oh, I'm reading that a little bit differently now. We are to use these gifts in conjunction with one another. We are each an organ or a part, an eye or an arm, and it takes all of us together to be the body of Christ. If you are not connected with the church, then we are not able to experience your gift. We don't get to see your enthusiasm and praise in song. We don't get to feel your care in your evangelism and prayers. We don't hear your wisdom for new ideas on mission work or community service. And our children don't benefit from your Sunday school lessons. Maybe you think it isn't missed, but it is. We have all received these gifts to do God's work. If we are not in community, then we cannot use these gifts as fully as they are intended. And keep in mind, we are held accountable for how we use these gifts by God. Remember in the parable of the talents? A master gave his servants some of his property to care for, some talents. Two of those servants used those talents wisely and were able to increase their number of talents. The third servant was worried and he buried his talent. When the master returned, the two who had increased their talents were praised and rewarded, while the servant who had buried his talent was rebuked. God holds us accountable for use of our gifts. Being connected with your church in worship and in mission and growth means that you use your spiritual gifts for the work of God. The third point I want to make is actually the flip side of the previous point. If you are not in connection with a church, then you are missing out on the spiritual gifts of others that are meant for you. If you're not connected with us as a church, not only is the body of Christ missing out on your gifts, but you are missing out on the gifts that are intended for you. You are missing out on instruction through pastors preaching the word of Christ. You are missing out on the praise and inspiration that we hear each Sunday morning from our praise band and our choir. Your children are missing out on lessons taught by our Sunday school. And you are missing out on the fellowship shared during worship and after worship. These are spiritual gifts that others have been given that you can benefit from. These are gifts that can be used to help you become a more faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. So far, why be connected and why stay connected? One, Christ established the church for his work, and it is now our work. Two, we need to use our spiritual gifts. And three, we need to experience others' spiritual gifts. Now, four is the heavy one. Five gets lighter, but four is the heavy one, at least for me. If you are not staying connected with a Christian community, with this church, with a church, you are missing out on accountability. God calls us to believe and be holy. If we don't stay connected, we miss out on hearing God's direction through sermons and Sunday school lessons. We miss out on scripture readings, which challenge us to live more deeply and fully. We miss out on seeing others' examples of great service and mission work that may challenge us to participate. And we miss out on hearing of others' joys and struggles and the encouragement to seek God's constant guidance. As a member of a church community, we care about each other and each of our actions. We care about our relationship with each other. We are called to try and live our faith with consistency and integrity so that we all may better reflect Jesus and this church community. If we drift away from each other, it can be much harder to live according to God's will. In this world that pulls us further from a Christian life, we need each other as fellow Christians to be a regular part of our life in order to keep us focused and moving towards the cross. We expect the best of each other, and that expectation helps us to stay the course and readjust when necessary, which when I was writing this reminded me of Pastor's sailing sermon about into the wind, out of wind, and more than I could understand, but it's steering and staying the course. Okay, so on to point five, but number one was Christ established a church for his work, and it is now our work. Two, we need to use our gifts. Three, we need to experience others' gifts. And four, we need to be held accountable. Point number five, my last and joyful one, fellowship. Fellowship with each other is a true blessing. In preparing this message, I read these words describing the fellowship within a Christian community. It was described as, quote, the sweetest fellowship this side of heaven. I just thought those words were beautiful. The fellowship we have with one another in great times, in normal times, and in desperate situations is truly blessed. It is wonderful to share the joys of new babies, birthdays, and recoveries. It is so necessary to share our hurts and needs with each other. I know that through this fellowship, we care and pray deeply for one another, and we do know the power of prayer. I felt the power of this church's prayers while I was in the hospital recovering from cardiac arrest. Your prayers were a peace that passed from the top of my head through to my toes, bringing calm and the knowledge that God was with me. And I know that others in this church have had similar experiences and felt the presence of this church's prayers when they needed it most. That is some sweet fellowship. So, to sum it all up, why stay connected as a church? We are here to do Christ's work as his church, to use and share our spiritual gifts, to hold each other accountable in love, and to be in fellowship with one another. As I close, I leave you with these two challenges this morning. First, ask yourself if you are as connected with the worship and work of this church or another church as you should be. Is there something more you could and should be doing with us for the work of Christ, or with another Christian community for the work of Christ? And second, do you know someone who has lost connection with us or through another church these recent years? Do you know someone who needs a church connection? Reach out to them. Think about reaching out to them. We are meant to walk this Christian life together. We are blessed to have one another on this path called life. I can't imagine walking this journey without you all by my side with Christ's love and guidance. We are an imperfect church, yet striving together to love, serve, and grow. Amen.